This week on the A2Fi podcast, how the A2Fi experiment's going.
From the Digital Goods Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the A2Fi podcast. Let's go. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 12 of the A2Fi podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Corbin. Today, we're going to be talking about how the hell A2Fi is doing. It's been 3 months now since I started the website, and I've got about, 12 episodes into the podcast. So I figured that this would be a good time to kind of reflect back on what has worked for me, what hasn't worked for me in this journey of trying to figure out how I can generate some additional revenue online. Some of the results might motivate you. Some of the results might deter you. So first and foremost, is that even how you say it? Foremost? First and foremost, firstly. When I started A2Fi, I originally planned on just creating a zombie blog, right? And there's a post, you can just search for zombie blog on A2Fi.com and learn how you can actually set up your own zombie blog. And basically the premise of a zombie blog is that you go out and you curate all of this content from other blogs, from other websites, you bring it into your own website, and you put AdWords on it. And surprisingly, a lot of these zombie blogs can generate a decent amount of traffic from Google if you pick the right kind of content. Now, even with Google's recent changes to their algorithm to block content farms, this still is actually a pretty nice way of generating a little side traffic. Now, you're not going to be able to generate a lot of enough money to house a whole organization. Some of the other guys out there, but enough that you could be making $400 or $500 a month. But anyway, so I set up a auto blog, and this is really goes all the way back to when I was writing my WordPress top plugins book for Pact Publishing. That I used A2Fi.com just as a domain that I had to test various plugins that I was writing about. And I set up, I'll put it in the notes. I don't remember the name of the plugin, but I set it up and amazingly, I was getting a good amount of traffic and I was focusing on web development and HTML5 and CSS and JavaScript and all that stuff. So anyway, I was going to set it all up and really put a lot of attention on it. But then I said, you know what, let's just write some unique content. And I said, okay, well, we'll go after the make money market and see if I could generate enough, traffic or whatnot. And being that I've been in the marketing space long enough, I do understand, and you should also understand that really all of your money is in the list. And everybody's going to tell you that, whether you're a cataloger, who's sending huge catalogs through the mail, if you're a direct mail person sending little postcards through the mail, if you're an online marketer, it's your email list. Your money is always in your list and having a very solid list that you know how to take advantage of and have it be targeted. So the first thing that I did was went over to MailChimp.com, signed up for their free account and set up the A2Fi newsletter. Also, the other thing to keep in mind when you are running a blog, we'll get into why the list makes so much, makes you the money here in a little bit, but you have to usually offer an incentive for getting people to sign up for your mailing list. If you just have the, hey, put your name and email address in and sign up for our newsletter, people won't really do it. They don't, why? What's in it for them? And you always have to remember that it's always about the end user. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. So what I did is I spent a weekend or two weekends and wrote Whore It Up, the developer's guide to shameless promotion, which you can get at A2Fi.com/whore-it-up, and offered that for free if you signed up for the email newsletter, or you could pay $4.99 for a copy of the digital version from lulu.com. No one has bought in the book, I'm sad to say, which I don't really care because I never anticipated anybody buying it, because I just needed to use it as a means to get people to sign up for the mailing list. And it worked. I mean, the book is 23 pages, so it's a short read. There's a lot of valuable information in it. And so if I could toot my own horn. So anyway, I've gotten about, 400 people signed up for the mailing list, which isn't bad considering that it's a pretty focused niche. I've had 3 people unsubscribe, and that's honestly where the most of my revenue comes in besides the podcast, which we'll get into here in just a little bit. But to really kind of expand on the whole premise that your mailing list is where all the money's at, what I've seen is if I would write, so let's say I have a couple affiliates.